Unit 15, A2.
1.
Hi, I'm Todd Hunter, and I'm an executive with a big multinational corporation here on the west coast of the U.S. We're the number one world leader in sportswear, and you can measure our turnover in billions of dollars. The corporation began here in the U.S., but we moved our production overseas in the 1990s, and our goods are now manufactured in Asia. The reason is simple. Production costs there are just so much lower than in the USA. So the bottom line is we save a lot of money. Ours is a very competitive business, and we need to be able to sell our sportswear at a good price.
2.
My name's Ina Heusig, and I live in Germany. I like shopping, and it's great for me that so many things nowadays are cheap. Clothes, DVDs, shoes. I know that they're made in countries in Asia or South America, and that people there are poor and don't earn a lot of money. But I'm only a student, and I don't have much money either. So cheap goods are good news.
3.
Hello, I'm Yao Ming, and I'm from Beijing in China. I work for a big new Chinese corporation in Beijing. We sell our products around the world. China is so different today from the country of my parents and my grandparents. Everywhere there are construction sites and new buildings, new industry. The only problem is that now there are so many cars and sometimes the air is polluted because of our factories and power stations.
4.
I'm with Seng Chan Lina in Cambodia. She's talking about herself and her life. This is what she says. My family is very poor. They live in a village near here. I work in a factory where they make clothes. I earn money for my family. The work is very hard. I work 12 hours every day, and sometimes longer. And I'm often very tired. We get only a few dollars a day, and sometimes they don't pay us at all. I know that they sell the clothes in Europe and the USA for a lot of money. I could never buy them, but I have to do this for my family.
5.
Hi, I'm Vance Muller. My family came to the States from Germany about 150 years ago. So I guess you could say there was globalization even back then. We, my family and I, that is, live in Michigan about 40 miles from Detroit. Dad, granddad, even mom worked in the automobile factory here. Everyone in the town worked in the automobile factory. Well, they closed it a couple of years back. Now no one has a job here. Lots of guys have left town. Me, I'm unemployed. Nowadays, they make the cars someplace else where it's cheaper, or big Japanese companies come here and make their cars. This is a new kind of globalization, and for me, it's lousy news.
6.
Payakan lives in the rainforests of the Amazon in Brazil. Here are his words. The forest is our home. My people know the forest. We respect it and everything that lives in it. Now men come and cut the forest. Cut, cut, cut. They burned the trees. The air is black with the smoke. Then they bring crops and cattle. Not our crops and not our cattle. They say that people in their country want the crops and the cattle. But this is our home. And soon the forests will be gone. Everything will be gone.
7.
Next time you have a problem with your computer and you phone a helpline, it may be me that you'll be talking to. Hello, I'm Parvati Sharma, and I'm from New Delhi in India. Like thousands of younger people here, I work in a call centre. The job is quite hard, you know, quite stressful. We work 8.5-hour shifts, and sometimes the people I talk to on the phone are very difficult. Sometimes I think, why did I spend 3 years at university for this? But my life is much better than my parents'. The new India is a good place for us. I won't always be working in a call centre.
8.
This is Leopold Mbabazi. He's from Uganda in East Africa, and he's a farmer. Here's what he wants to say. Leopold says he's a happy man. Until 5 years ago, his life on the farm was very hard. He got almost no money for his crops. Leopold grows bananas and coffee, and life was bad for him and his family. But now he belongs to the Fair Trade Organization. He gets proper payment for what he grows, and the organization is also helping his children with their education. He wants to say thank you to Fair Trade and all the people who buy his products.